Let that desire of yours captivate, hold, and thrill you. Let it fire your imagination. You will always move in the direction of the desire which dominates your mind. The majority of students of psychology know that the Song of Solomon is a beautiful description of the wonderful romance of the conscious and the subconscious mind. Solomon and Sheba. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loves, where thou feedest. Your realized desire is he whom your soul loves. You are asked, where thou, you, feedest. In other words, what are you mentally dwelling upon? The flock represents your thoughts, ideas, opinions, and beliefs. You are to feast on nothing but the joy of the answered prayer. If you are saying to yourself, I can't, it is too late now, I am too old, and I don't know the right people. In other words, if you are mentally feeding on all the reasons why you cannot do something or be what you want to be, you are not making thy flock to rest at noon. At noon the sun casts no shadow. Likewise, when you pray, you are not to permit any shadow of fear or doubt to cross your path or deflect you from your goal or aim in life. The world of confusion shall be rejected, and you shall mentally eat of or meditate on the reality of your desire. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. The dove is a symbol of God's inner peace. Once I talked to an alcoholic who said, don't say anything about this God stuff to me. I don't want God. I want a healing. This man was deeply resentful toward a former wife who had remarried. Moreover, he was full of grudges against several people. He needed the dove's eyes, which means he needed to see the truth which would give him peace of mind. I ask him, will you pray with me now? All I ask is that you be sincere. If you are, you will experience an inner peace which passes all human understanding. He relaxed his body, and I said to him, imagine you are talking to the invisible presence within you, the almighty power which created the cosmos. It can do all things. Say, thank you for this inner peace. Say it over and over again. After 10 minutes in silent meditation, he was blinded by an interior inner light. It seemed to come from the floor where he was. The whole room was flooded with light. He exclaimed, all I see is light. What's wrong? Then he relaxed into sleep in my office, and his face did truly shine as the sun. He awakened in about 15 minutes and was completely at peace, saying, God truly is. God is. This man had found his beloved. It had dove's eyes. As you fall asleep at night, tell your desire how fair it is and how wonderful you would feel in realizing it. Begin to fall in love with your ideal. Praise it, exalt it. Arise, my love. Feel that you are what you want to be. Go to sleep in the consciousness of being or doing what you long to do. I told a man in one of the islands one time to sleep on the idea of success. He was selling magazine subscriptions. He became a great success by following this procedure. I suggested that he think of success prior to sleep, i.e., what success meant to him, what he would do if he were successful. I told him to use his imagination. Then, as he was about to go to sleep, fall in love with the idea of success this way. Repeat the one word, success, over and over again. He should get into the mood of success, then fall off to sleep in the arms of his everlasting lover. Your lover, your divine presence, will bring to pass whatever you accept as true.